criminal defense attorney Roger Appel joins us now to talk about this case involving Justin Ross Harris. Remember him? He was convicted back in 2016, 8 counts, including malice murder, in the death of his 22-month-old son, Cooper. Judge sentenced him to life without parole, as well as 32 more years in prison for other crimes. He has appealed his case, now asking the Georgia Supreme Court to overturn those convictions. Roger, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, JT.
So when you get a sentence of life without parole and 32 more years in prison for these other crimes, the jury spoke loudly, and so did the judge in the sentencing here. First of all, that's an automatic, I would think, appeal before they even leave the courtroom. His attorneys or new attorneys, whoever's representing now, have started that process. But the arguments actually start today. So let's first of all talk about, don't you have to have grounds for an appeal?
You definitely have to have grounds. And I think this case has a lot of grounds, because one of the issues is going to be the introduction of other crimes or bad behavior, bad acts. What happened was, they didn't quite believe him when he said that he just forgot. The police were suspicious because they didn't think that he was acting the way a person should act when their child died. So they started an investigation and found out that he had been having multiple affairs, texting young girls, and they came to the conclusion that the reason that he did this, or left the child in the car, was to get rid of the child so he could continue in his sexual endeavors mm-hmm. with other people. To me, that was what convicted him. Leaving a child in a car is not – it doesn't happen every day, but it's not unusual. In fact, since this incident – since that 300 more children have died in cars, been left in cars by parents. And there's been 1,000 of these since 1990. So, you know, to say it's usual, no, it's not. But it's not an unusual situation. The argument is going to be is that they didn't convict him because what he did. They convicted him because who he was. That they allowed in this evidence that was so prejudicial that had no probative value as to whether he was guilty of this crime. That's going to be the argument.
Do you believe that he will get another trial? I mean, to overturn the conviction, is that the same thing as, okay, we're throwing that out, but you're going to go on trial again?
Unless the court rules the evidence was insufficient, in other words, there wasn't sufficient evidence to convict him, that would throw the case out completely. That's what happened in the Bill Cosby case. Mm-hmm. They threw out all of the evidence, so there wasn't anything left. In this case, if they reverse it, saying that that evidence shouldn't have been let in, he would be tried again.
And they probably would, correct?
Oh, definitely. They definitely try him again. But their case would be if they throw out the other crime, bad act evidence, their case is very weak.
Wow. In the end of this, do you believe that he will get a new trial?
That is something that is impossible to say. The chances, statistically, historically, the chances of him getting a new trial are very slim.
Very slim.
In a hot button case like this, where there's high publicity and high pressure, so the chances of him getting a new trial are not good.
Was the conviction based on circumstantial evidence? You talked about his lifestyle, and the jury said, look, he's doing this to get rid of his child because he didn't want to have to deal with it. He wants to move on with his,
Which makes no sense to me,
right.
But that's exactly, I think, what the jurors believed, and that's what the argument with the state.
All right. How long before the Georgia highest court makes a decision? They hear the arguments today. They move quick on this, or could this take weeks, months?
I would say 3 to 6 months.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, Roger, I appreciate this morning. Thank you very much. Roger Appel, criminal defense attorney, on the death of Justin, on his son, rather, the little boy that was left in that hot car for hours and him being convicted of 8 malice murder charges. Wow.